Heartline is on the air. Welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Here is your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Ken Adams, we appreciate your ministry on behalf of Evangel Home as we take our conversations, turn them into a radio program, and then just highlight what God's doing through the work of Evangel Home here at 137 North Yosemite in downtown Fresno. Although today we are not at 137 North Yosemite. We're not on Yosemite. We're on L Street. And Jerry, tell us just a brief highlight. What is going on? Why are we standing here in this house under construction doing a radio program?
We are working.
We are working.
We are constructing. This block on L Street is One by One Leadership bought the whole block several years ago. And they're restoring one of the houses now that will be used by Randy and, well, it won't be used by Randy and Tina, but it's dedicated to them. We'll have their name on it. It is a leadership house, and it will be for education, for college students getting into ministry. So that's the nutshell of it.
Great. And there's a special event going on with the ladies of Evangel Home, part of the reason they are here. And there are, what, eight ladies here
we have
working?
Eight. Yep, we have eight working. And they're so quiet, and all I can hear is the sound of scrapers. That's unusual. We're doing Amazing Race this week. This is our fifth annual Amazing Race. And part of the Amazing Race each year involves a half a day doing service somewhere. And we try to make it something that the women will enjoy, but they're going to work hard. Mm-hmm. And that they know that they are making a difference. We're not just saying, you know, here, go do something to keep busy and be nice. Mm-hmm. They're really making a difference. Mm-hmm. They have planted roses in the past. They've done gardening. They've pulled weeds. This is the first real construction job that they've had. And there's three of them I can see through here now through all of the empty walls. We've got three women in there sanding, scraping windows. This house is at least 100 years old, and the windows are at least 100 years old, and they have somebody who's working to restore the original ones. So that's what some of our crew is doing. And then some of the gals are outside scraping the outside of the house.
Yeah.
Well, and Rhonda is waiting to talk on the radio.
Rhonda is waiting to talk on the radio.
Job.
And if you're a regular listener to Heartline, you have probably heard Rhonda at least once. This is her fourth visit, I believe, with us on Heartline. When you were in the, I don't know if it was originally in the shelter or in Crossroads, but then also at after graduation, Community Connection, and then you kind of took a break from the straight and narrow and came back, and we talked with you just a couple months ago in that position. Well, let's update Rhonda. How's Rhonda?
She is very good, very blessed, strong.
So you are in the garden?
Yes, I'm in the garden program again.
Okay, which is primarily alternative sentencing, but it's not exclusively alternative sentencing, although you did kind of sentence yourself there when you came back. But it's a higher accountability kind of program. So what's your observation, Jerry, about how Rhonda's doing?
You know, Rhonda is a very lovable woman. We just love her. She's very funny. She's very witty. And that's always there. What I'm seeing this time around is a little more vulnerability, I think, because Rhonda's pretty good at keeping stuff inside, and we're just talking about you like you're not here. Except we know that the stuff that is inside, some of it's got to come out. And I feel like without us going to Rhonda and saying, okay, come on, it's time to tell us, it's just, it's happening. And I think somehow Rhonda's giving that inside stuff to God and then and dealing with it. I'm just seeing her deal with herself on some different levels this time.
Yeah. Would you agree with that, Rhonda? What's changed?
More reliance on God. I have a tendency to give God the glory for a little while and then take myself into, I just do it myself. And I know that I can't do it myself anymore. So, and I have to keep reminding myself that on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a moment-to-moment basis.
You sense any greater level of determination to succeed this time and stay away from the difficulties of alcohol?
Oh, I'm tired. I mean, I'm really tired. I'm just tired of losing out. I'm tired of, because I see what, you know, Satan does to me. He takes me out of life. I enjoy life way too much. And he knows that. So anytime that he can take me out, he tries and he succeeds for a moment, and I don't want that anymore.
Yeah, that is so true, that Rhonda does enjoy life, and that's the joy she brings to us. And I told her that it's a great joy to me to see that she's still here, because, you know, she didn't necessarily want to come back this time. But when I see Rhonda, the joy that she has, that she's able to give to other people, that's an incredible gift.
Yeah.
And so it's my hope and prayer that she can, you know, keep on the straight and narrow this time so she can keep that joy.
Yeah, and you can't buy that, and you can't teach it.
No,
that comes from the essence of who a person is. So to submit to what takes that away is tragic.
You know, somehow the goggles on the back of Rhonda's throat right now are a very good symbol of what we're talking about. Because she's got goggles, she's ready to go start scraping windows, but she's got them in the back of her neck, and she's got this black elastic right around her neck. And it's not a very long cord. And she almost needs that reminder.
Short leash.
Yeah, short leash is a...
Well, I just want to remind our listeners, we're intentionally being where we can hopefully hear some of the construction noises going on in the background. So I'm not really sure at what levels we are recording this. Hope you can understand the words that are being expressed here. But, Rhonda, what do you see happening? Enjoy the amazing race. What's this mean to you? Are you having fun with it?
It's a lot of fun. I like the part of giving back. We just finished a class on financing, and the main aspect of it was servanthood, and that it's just not giving of your money, but it's a giving of yourself and everything, and doing it with the heart of God. And walking through here and seeing this foundation as it is, with people just giving thanks to God for everything, because it's God that did this. I mean, that's what the Amazing Race is all about, is being a servant and giving back and thanking God for what he's done for us, and besides all the fun, you know, because we had a blast yesterday.
and I'm seeing a difference in this group. We have 8 women, and this is only our second full day of Amazing Race. We started last Friday, but that was sort of preparation. By this time in the past, we've had some real attitudes. We've had people that were way more competitive than even they realized. We've had people that thought everything was unfair, because it's like none of that with this group. They're just so supportive of one another. Everything they do seems to be, you know, okay, here we are. What's next?
Yeah. Just having fun with it.
Yeah.
Well, Rhonda, I'm going to excuse you, because I'm going to talk to Jerry about what's coming up with Amazing Race.
Thank you. Oh, that's true, huh? Okay. Thank you.
Bless your heart, sweetie. Thanks for being with us. And we'll just pray God's best for you, and she'll stay the course. Yeah. All right.
Off she goes.
Yeah,
gloves
off
and
she goes.
And
you know, just attacking life seemingly.
Yeah.
And bless her heart.
Now,
how long does Amazing Race last, and what are we looking ahead to?
We always start on a Friday, and then we go for the entire next week. So it really goes for 6 days. And the first Friday, we tell them kind of what's going on. They get shirts, they get hats, they get backpacks with things in them. They choose team names. And this year we ended up having, believe it or not, a honeybee sort of theme. We watched the movie, The Secret Life of Bees, and that just gave us ideas about how we could do the Amazing Race. So part of our theme is my spiritual journey from the hood to the hive. And the hood being their past life, and some of them were in the hood, and the hive being the good thing, and there's so many good qualities about bees that we want to have. I'm just listening to them sing now.
I love it. They just kind of spontaneously broke into song while they're over there working on those window frames.
Yeah, that's great. So they've got, after they do this work today, we take a little break, and then this evening they're going to Boomers, so they're going to have fun. They're going to play miniature golf, and they're going to do some water stuff, and then... I think we're actually, one day we're going to Underground Gardens. Not only have they never been there, they've never heard of it.
Oh.
So for the whole Amazing Race, there's always an element of fun, service, spirit, and education. You know, it's not just a, let's just take a week out. And you know, Jim, why we decided to keep going, it cost us about between $500 and $1,000 every year to do Amazing Race. We want to get things for the women. We want to buy things, you know, paying for their tickets to Boomers and all. That really is education. And why we decided to keep it, and we've let some other things go, was how many women we've heard at graduation talk about what they learned about themselves at Amazing Race. And so it's really a very good teaching week.
Well, that's great. And it was really fun for me. We kind of came around the corner after they'd arrived here because we didn't want to give anything away. And just watch the spirit, the kind of an anticipation of let's do this thing, let's have some fun.
Yeah, there was never, are you kidding me? We got to scrape a house?
No,
it's like, okay, where's the scraper?
Yeah. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. What's happening this summer with Evangel Home? How can people help? What do we need to know?
I think, well, we just said the $500 to $1,000 for Amazing Race. If anyone even wants to offset any of that, we put it in a fund for next year. That would be a wonderful gift. I know that in July and August, money gets real tight, and so do paper products. It seems like that's when we're always saying we need toilet paper and Kleenex. So if we could get stocked up now, that would be great. The banquet's coming in September. We haven't solidified if we're going to have a speaker or not, but we do know the date is September 21st. And we're also starting to get bids for air conditioning in the crisis home. So any thoughts on that would be appreciated.
Okay. So my listening friend, there's some thoughts for you as we look down the road just a little bit at Evangel Home. Of course, prayer is foundational. We start there, and I know the board agrees, and the board spends a lot of time praying, but also cash donations, and then, as you say, summer months, we need the paper products and all of that. We've still got a little time. Anything you want to say thank you for?
I thank you for everything. That's why we're here. And, you know, Jim, Evangel Home is in a very special location downtown, and now we're around all sorts of stuff that's happening. But there's a lot of focus on homelessness. You know, the city has its homelessness initiative. The Rescue Mission is getting a hotel, and they're going to start serving women and children more. The Hacienda Hotel is run by a group that now is putting women in there who have come from prison with children. And so I think what Evangel Home really needs to be doing now is pray about the need and the niche as we go forward.
There's a prayer suggestion, my friends. Now we're out of time. Thanks, Jerry, and thank you, Ken, for taking this and making a program out of Heartline.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be reached by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714, 24/7 online, evangelhome.org, and at this spot on the radio dial every weekend for Heartline, the radio voice, the RV of the Evangel Home in Fresno.